the winds cut through you like a knife in Detroit as you made your way home from work. You can just plan on hearing those winds tonight.
So windy conditions will develop in the Southern Sierra. They'll move down through the passes. Cajon Pass will be one of those windy areas. Out toward 29 Palms, you'll blow as well. Los Angeles down to San Diego again on the 5 tomorrow, all the way up through Oxnard. Should be very, very windy as we work our way through tomorrow. Let's look at our sky tracker. National Weather Service has issued high wind warnings for winds 30 to 55 miles an hour. And you can see all the counties here from Santa Barbara County all the way south to San Diego County. Many of these areas will see winds 30 to 55. Some gusts potentially in some of these canyons here will be up in the tune of about 50 to 70 miles an hour.
In some of the canyons, you could see those wind gusts well up into the 40 to 50 mile an hour range.
After a couple very warm days, look at today. It got up to 70 degrees yesterday, and there was tomorrow, but keep in mind, this is the middle of February. In New York City, not because of the cold, but because of the wind.
We want to start off with all that rain that has been falling in the west, and we've had plenty of it. Let's show you some of the numbers now. Cogswell Dam, almost 2.5 inches of rain, and you can see the heavy amounts of rain all the way down to Beverly Hills, 1.75 inches for you, over 1.5 inches in L.A. Santa Monica now, close to 1 inch. Yeah, with flash flood watches in effect for the burn areas that were damaged so greatly earlier this fall. It was just awful. Back in October, plenty of raging fires there, and that causes damage even now with that heavy rain moving in. The flooding conditions coming into San Diego, where we do have rain continuing to spill in from the Pacific. Watch out as repeated rain continues to head up towards San Bernardino, runs into the San Bernardino Mountains, and that's where we're also seeing the threat for flooding. Well, we also have been noting a lot of wind. One area in particular has been in Philadelphia. Gusts have been very strong across your area. Yesterday, you've seen those winds high. It's bringing in some of the warmer temperatures, but still it's been blowing us around. Yesterday, winds in Philly up to 40 miles an hour. Atlantic City, also 40 mile an hour wind gusts. Windy too in Detroit and also New York City. Still gusty out toward the Hamptons. You've been seeing those winds over 30 miles an hour today.
Warm winds are snapping flags in Southern California. The Santa Anas are blowing again. That means drivers need to take care against the winds gusting through the passes and canyons. The gusty winds also mean you're at increased risk in the wildfire areas. And allergy sufferers, beware.
Yeah, we do have some windy conditions developing once again here today around the southwest. Calm winds at LA right now, but they're blowing in Ontario at a speed of about 28 miles an hour. That's the steady wind. We'll continue to see the winds whipping here in the morning hours, dying down a little bit probably in the afternoon, but look out, 20 to 30 mile an hour winds with a lot higher gusts than that. And the closer you are to the canyons and mountains, the windier it's going to be.
What a blizzard condition means is we are going to see the snow falling in addition to winds about 35 miles per hour or greater, reducing visibilities to about 1/4 of a mile.
And we've got the very strong winds gusting to 38 right now in Chicago. No wonder we have flight problems in and out of O'Hare. You may want to check ahead with your airline carrier if you're ticketed here. Also, we've got winds gusting 35 miles per hour in Indianapolis and gusting well over 40 miles an hour in parts of Missouri and central Illinois. Many in the south will spend this day cleaning up, unfortunately, after the severe storms we saw. In fact, strong winds really did a number on parts of Texas yesterday. Winds in Hood County were powerful enough to rock neon signs and literally just blow the hat right off your head. Bill tells us that stormy trend will continue this week. He has your weekly planner.
And Kelly, thankfully, a lot of that wind energy is going northbound with our system. The bad news is, as you mentioned, it's very, very gusty right now in a lot of Illinois, for instance, Burlington, Iowa, Peoria, Illinois, gusting in the 45 to 55 mile per hour range.
West Santa Ana winds howling. This is Campo, California, near San Diego, where the Santa Ana winds are going to be felt today. They're gusting to about 36 miles per hour right now.
Yeah, well, all week we've been showing you just the wild weather around the Phoenix area this week. And with the streets flooding this morning, perhaps a helicopter is the best way to go.
Bruce Hafner is a helicopter pilot from KTVK and joins us from Phoenix now. Bruce, are there many roads that are closed this morning
Alexander
due to flooding?
Hunter, thanks a lot. And
well, we could be having
long out here in Scottsdale, Arizona. We've got Scottsdale Road and Pima Road, these roads north of town. In the more rural areas, a lot of water coming across the washes, coming down out of the washes, across the roadways. And we saw cars having to slow down and go through all these washes. And I don't know if you've got the video of the hail from last night. If you got that video going, because I can't really see it, but the hail from last night, look at this. This is something you never see in Arizona. You don't see what looks like the Midwest, a little bit of a dusting of snow in Arizona. You know, temperatures range here from anywhere from 50 to 120 degrees in Arizona. And this is the Sun City area out the west end of town. And last night we were flying around, showing a lot of cars going through the washes, or going through water going across the roadways, I should say, from the washes. And then all of a sudden it started hailing. So we went down there after the hail and got these shots. It's just unbelievable to see that kind of stuff, that kind of hail and that much accumulating on the ground.
Rush toward the east. We've got a warm front, and along that front we're seeing some strong thunderstorms. So we have our severe weather threat with the damaging winds, large hail a possibility as well, very heavy rain as well. So we have the flooding threat. In fact, flood watches are in effect for places like Kansas City and St. Louis and Springfield, Missouri. You saw a record amount of rainfall yesterday, picking up a couple of inches at least.
Northbound, watch out in Lubbock, watch out Plainview and Amarillo. It's all coming at you. As far as the Dalles goes, the Dalles area, that is, we've had some rain. It's going to get a little more nasty late today into about middle evening. May see some pretty violent weather. Stay at rest here. Upper 60s, warm and muggy and very windy all day in the Metroplex.
On this severe weather.
Well, so far we've had 7 tornado reports, some extreme wind reports, 91 mile per hour gust, and really long, sustained strong winds at Wichita Falls in Texas. So very dangerous situation. Damaging winds widespread, some pretty strong tornadoes also, roofs off of buildings at least, perhaps even worse.
We got some winds blowing you around, maybe blowing your mind around as well in Detroit. Windy yesterday.
Now, extremely heavy rain headed up through San Diego and up towards Palm Springs, where the flood warnings are in effect. Lower terrain, though, it's rain and flooding. Burn areas looking at huge problems. What's it mean for our friends here in Southern California?
Certainly another 2 or 3 hours of very heavy rain. There could be flooding problems, mudslides, especially in those burn areas from east of San Diego up toward 29 Palms and even San Bernardino. Let's take as bad as what we're seeing here. Rainfall rates up to an inch, 1.1 inch per hour. And that is well above the half inch or so per hour that could cause flooding.
Into Kansas, you're under wind advisories for today as your winds have been probably blowing around some of the trash cans across your lawn. It's been gusting up to 40 miles an hour here throughout the afternoon.